"You will not help him," the Bigfoot said. I snorted. "You're the one who isn't helping him, big guy." "I am," he said. "I am hiring you." "You're his father," I said quietly. "And he doesn't even know your name. He's a good kid. He deserves more than that. He deserves the truth." He shook his head slowly. "Look at me. Would he even accept my help?" "You aren't going to know unless you try it," I said, and I never said I wouldn't help him. At that, River Shoulders frowned a little more. I curbed an instinct to edge away from him. "Then what do you want in exchange for your services?" he asked. "I help the kid," I said. "You meet the kid. That's the payment. That's the deal." "You do not know what you are asking," he said. "With respect, River Shoulders, this is not a negotiation. If you want my help, I just told you how to get it." He became very still at that. I got the impression that maybe people didn't often use tactics like that when they dealt with him. When he spoke, his voice was a quiet, distant rumble.
"You have no right to ask this."
Yeah, I'm a wizard. I meddle. It's what we do."
"Manifestly true."
He turned his head slightly away.
"You do not know how much you ask.
I know that kid deserves more than you've given him.
I have seen to his protection, to his education. That is what fathers do."
"Sure," I said, "but you weren't ever there, and that matters."
Absolute silence fell for a couple of minutes.
"Look," I said gently, "take it from a guy who knows. Growing up without a dad is terrifying. You're the only father he's ever going to have. You can go hire Superman to look out for Erwin if you want to, and he'd still be the wrong guy, because he isn't you." River toyed with the empty bottle, rolling it across his enormous fingers like a regular guy might have done with a pencil.
"Do you want me on this?" I asked him. "No hard feelings if you don't."
River looked up at me again and nodded slowly.
"I know that if you agree to help him, you will do so. I will pay your price."
"Okay," I said. "Tell me about Erwin's problem."
"What did he say?" Officer Dean asked.
"He said the kid was at the University of Oklahoma for school," I said. River had had a bad dream and knew that the kid's life was in danger. The cop grunted.
"So, Bigfoot is a psychic.
Think about it. No one ever gets a good picture of one, much less a clean shot," I said. "Despite all the expeditions and TV shows and whatnot, River's people have got more going for them than being huge and strong. My guess is that they're smarter than humans, maybe a lot smarter. My guess is they know magic of some kind, too."
"Jesus," Officer Dean said. "You really believe all this, don't you?"
"I want to believe," I said. "And I told you that you wouldn't." Dean grunted, then he said,
"Usually they're too drunk to make sense when I get a story like this. Keep going."